Will Barbados and other Caribbean countries remain untouched by the widening scandal at the investment firm in Jamaica called Stocks and Securities Limited? That's the question this morning, after Jamaica's Financial Investigation Division revealed that there has been an increase in both the number of accounts involved and the sums defrauded. Siobhan Campbell of Nationwide Radio in Jamaica has been following this latest development.
The Director General of the FID, Selvin Hay, says the investigation into the massive fraud at SSL has taken on new dimensions. In January this year, it was reported that about 40 accounts had been defrauded at the investment firm. But speaking on Thursday, Mr. Hay says that number has moved to 70.
What is being uncovered is that there are approximately 70 affected accounts. And this is significantly more than just the over 40 affected accounts that were uncovered at the initial stage. The investigation has also identified other fraudulent schemes at SSL which have resulted in the misappropriation and or loss of numerous investors' funds amounting to over US$10 million. The FID is robustly pursuing various lines of inquiry and taking all necessary steps to lead evidence-based prosecutions in the court at the appropriate time against all guilty parties, to include Ms. Panton and other perpetrators.
The most high-profile victim of the SSL fraud is the iconic Usain Bolt, whose retirement account was raided to the tune of $12 million. Mr. Hayes says the FID has unearthed an entrenched culture of gross mismanagement dating back well over a decade. Former client relationship manager at SSL, Jeanne-Anne Panton, is the sole person charged in the matter so far. She's expected back before the courts in December. Meanwhile, the FID's principal director of investigations, Keith Darien, says the duration of the fraudulent activities, as well as the variety of fraud, have caused the investigative process to be protracted. He says more arrests will be made in the next few weeks.
The duration of the fraudulent activities, as well as the variety of fraud, have resulted in the investigative process taking an extended period. Prosecuting financial crimes requires meticulous evidence gathering to ensure success in the court and to follow the money. Before the next court date, we anticipate the arrest and charge of other actors involved in the multiple fraudulent schemes recently discovered. Our investigators have contacted the affected parties via email and phone calls, but the responses have been short of encouraging. We continue to appeal to those affected to contact the FID, which is a critical part of seeking justice through the courts.
SSL is currently under the direct management of the Financial Services Commission, FSC. The government has applied to the courts to wind up the entity and liquidate its assets.
Meanwhile, Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark says the update from the FID is consistent with the government's policy that the SSL fraud probe will be a transparent and thorough process.
On a number of occasions this year, including in my budget presentation in March of 2023, I outlined the policy position of the government of Jamaica with respect to the investigation into the SSL matter. And that policy position that I have outlined is to get international help, to leave no stone unturned, and to follow the evidence wherever it shall lead. The release from the FID today is consistent with that policy direction.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.